Golf's final major championship of the year produced the season's most dramatic finish yesterday. Relative unknown David Toms dropped a 12-foot par putt on the 18th hole to win the PGA Championship, beating Phil Mickelson by one stroke. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Melissa.
John, David Toms, not exactly a household name. He's 34 years old from Shreveport, Louisiana. How did he pull off this performance?
By becoming one of the most improved players on the PGA Tour in the last 5 years. He's a guy who's gone from someone who struggled just to stay on the tour to someone who's now won 5 times in the last 3 years and has become known as one of the best finishers on the tour. And by that I mean he's now led after 3 rounds 5 times in his career and won all 5 times. So once he gets his nose in front, as he proved to Phil Mickelson down the stretch yesterday, he's a very difficult player to beat.
So Toms wins his first major title, but Phil Mickelson denied yet again. I don't know, do the words "always the bridesmaid" come to mind?
Yeah, well, it's funny because that it was almost like, as Yogi Berra would say, deja vu all over again for Mickelson on the 18th green, because you might remember in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst in 1999, he had to stand there and watch Payne Stewart make a 15-foot putt for par to keep him from getting into a playoff there, and he has been close. He was in contention in 3 of the 4 majors this year, and he has to feel like, when do I get a break? He takes the lead on Saturday against David Toms, and Toms turns around and makes a hole-in-one. People don't do that in the third round of major championships, but David Toms did it, and in the end, if you look back, the hole-in-one was the difference between the two men.
I understand the folks watching from the galleries were chanting, "Go Tiger." They were not talking about Tiger Woods. They were talking about David Toms, who went to Louisiana State University.
That's right. He's a Bengal Tiger.
So where was Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods is like everybody else around America, probably watching on TV, because he'd been off the golf course for 3 hours by the time the two contenders finished, because he finished 29th and was never a factor in this tournament. He was not a factor in any of the last 3 major championships this year, which for Tiger constitutes a slump. But let's keep it in perspective. Jack Nicklaus, the greatest player of all time, once went 5 years without winning a major title. So for Tiger to not win 3 tournaments is not that big a deal, except for Tiger.
I've got to ask you about Shingo Katayama, and what's up with that hat?
That hat will be marketed and remembered by people around the world. This is a guy who the gallery just loved. He's a young Japanese player. I don't think, Melissa, I've ever seen a guy in the crucible of a major championship seem to have more fun while contending. He finished 4th, and I think he's going to be a player people are going to remember for a lot of years to come.
It's a cowboy hat, we should point out.
Yeah, but not a Dallas cowboy hat.
Okay, the 4 majors are over. 4 different players won them. Who do you think is the player of the year in golf?
Right now, I think it's a toss-up between Tiger Woods and David Duval. They each won a major championship, and unlike last year when Tiger was the player of the millennium winning 3 majors, I think it may come down to who plays better in the Ryder Cup, Duval or Woods, so that just adds more drama to that event next month.
Thanks very much.
Goodbye, Melissa.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled and The Majors.